Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is the El Paso Opera Executive Director, Ariane Marcy, to talk to us about the world's first mariachi opera, their current production. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're welcome. The production is called Cruzar la Cara de la Luna, Crossing the Face of the Moon, which will be held first week of April, April 5th and 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Abraham Chavez Theater, downtown El Paso. What does Crossing the Face of the Moon or Cruzar la Cara de la Luna mean?
So this is, you know, a pretty exciting and innovative opera. It's the world's first mariachi opera. It's very recent. It was commissioned originally in 2011 at Houston Grand Opera. So this opera is only 8 years old. I know typically we do traditional opera that are centuries old. This one is new and relevant to what's going on today. And like I said, it was commissioned originally in 2011 from Houston Grand Opera. It's only been in huge markets since then, New York, Chicago, Fort Worth, LA, Phoenix, San Diego, and now El Paso at Las Cruces region. So we're really, really excited to bring this. And to answer your question, what does Cruzar la Cara de la Luna mean? It's an immigrant story. It's telling about a family in Mexico where the husband goes north to pursue that American dream, to pursue financial stability, to find work in the United States and send the money back to his family. And by providing for his family the best way he knows how, he's also separated from his family, both by distance, but also with the border in between. And so, again, this is a very relevant story. It's a very timely story. And it's just something that we know that this region will be able to relate to. It touches on a couple of different themes. Of course, there's always the political issue of immigration that, while at the forefront of the political discussion right now, it's been there for a number of years. And I think immigration in this area will always be a conversation. But in addition to that, it touches on the concept of where is home. And I think, you know, immigrant or not, we can relate to that idea. Is home where you're born? Is home where your family is, where you make your life? Do you feel attached to more than one area throughout your history? And Laurentino, the main character of Cruzar la Cara de la Luna, feels that. He is drawn to his home in Mexico, and yet he is settled in his home in the United States. And that dual focus, I guess, those combating feelings of where he belongs. And then we meet Laurentino on his deathbed, where his greatest wish is to go home. And the home that he sees is, you know, where he came from. He wants to return to Mexico. And so the opera is kind of cinematic in that it starts at the end, and then we have lots of flashbacks, and you go back to his wedding, and you go back to the birth of his children, and the decisions to cross over into the United States, and then trying to go back, and things like that. So there's flashbacks and flash forwards, and through it all, we get to know him and the members of his family, and the things that they benefited from, but also the things they sacrificed in order to do this.
And how was the mariachi chosen? Mariachi Los Camperos is the mariachi,
yes.
Originally from Los Angeles. The late Nati Cano was the director.
So Mariachi Los Camperos is, like you said, they provide the music for this. And typically an opera has a symphony. And instead of a symphony, we have mariachi music. And this is because that's the music that's most culturally relevant to the characters. You know, mariachi is the folk music of Mexico and telling a story. And so it matches perfectly with the story that we are telling with this production. Mariachi Los Camperos is a world-renowned Grammy award-winning band, and we're thrilled that they have come on board to provide the music for this. They are on stage the entire show. They are not performing any of their previous songs. This is all music that is original to Cruzar la Cara de la Luna. It's so exciting because it's beautiful mariachi music, and then with the beautiful story that we're telling about Laurentino and his family.
And the composer of this new music that they'll be performer, Jose Pepe Martinez, is he with the group?
Jose Pepe Martinez is from Mariachi Vargas, who is the original band who performed with Houston Grand Opera when this was commissioned back in 2011. And while we're not using Mariachi Vargas anymore, you can see the love of the art. You can tell it's someone that is so deeply entrenched in the art of mariachi and so skilled in the art, because it comes across in the beauty of this music. The Mariachi Los Comperos stepped in and began performing Cruzar la Cara de la Luna a little over a year ago. Since then, they've performed it at Houston Grand Opera in Houston last May. And before that, the New York City Opera in New York City, I think at the very beginning of 2018. So this is now a production that they are very, very familiar with. They do a great job. And I'll tell you what, Mariachi Los Comperos was in El Paso back in February for their own concert. And so we met with the guys and we did some interviews with them. And they're just this great band, and they're so eager. And they were even talking about how the story of Cruzar touches them. You know, they were saying that even though they've performed it multiple times, it still gets to them. And it's still very, very emotional, and that emotional connection, and that they love performing this, and they just love what this opera is presenting, because again, it's so different from anything else out there, and yet something so many can relate to. And so it was really touching to see that the performers were that emotionally moved by the subject matter as well.
And Mariachi Los Camperos possibly had family members that crossed?
Right, right. I think it was something that they certainly could relate to, the idea that they have family members that were from Mexico who had come north for whatever reason that they were searching for. You know, the title refers to a couple of different things. We talk about crossing the face of the moon. You know, there are two things that refers to. First, the monarch butterflies have a whole plot point within this. The idea that the monarch butterflies, as they develop, they fly north in certain seasons, and then to escape the cold, they fly south again. And it doesn't matter how many generations has passed, generations of butterflies, they always return to the same town. Again, we're going back to that idea of home, that the butterflies instinctively know where their home is. And so the idea that Leontino is like one of the monarch butterflies, and even though he has spent his life in the United States, he wants to return home to that city in Mexico. It's a beautiful allegory. In addition, you know, there is one of the things we didn't talk about is he does go north, and for a number of years he goes back and forth. And the whole town that they live in, most of the men are absent because they are off working somewhere else, and the women and the children are left behind. And what is my favorite duet in the entire opera are these two women that view that differently. One of the women thinks how wonderful, he's out there, he's making a living, he's providing financial stability, and I have this beautiful house because of the sacrifices my husband is willing to make. And then the other character, Renata, who is one of the main women in the mezzo-soprano, who's just beautiful, portrayed by Cecilia Duarte. And she says, no, I want my husband home. What good is having a husband if I never get to see him, if I don't get to love him, if my child doesn't have a father? So she makes the difficult decision of trying to cross and join her husband, only because she's not going to work, she then has to attempt to cross illegally. So she and her young child, with the help of a coyote, attempt to cross into the States illegally. And so another meaning of crossing the face of the moon is, you know, that landscape of the desert leading up to the border. If they're coming from the interior of Mexico, they get too close to our border here. And what are we? We're desert and very dry. And it can be frightening to someone who is not used to that landscape and not to this area. And so it refers to the crossing the face of the moon. She's trying to get to where, you know, she's trying to cross that face of the moon and get to the other side. And so it's just, again, the imagery that the title presents, both in the you know, nature and instinct with those monarch butterflies, but also what the people are willing to do and what they're willing to go through to get to where they want to be.
And where can people find some of this music, since it is only for this opera?
And again, the opera is only 7 or 8 years old. And so you don't have that many performers who are familiar with it. You don't have that many musicians who know the music. There are some wonderful links and clips on YouTube that will show you just how beautiful this music is. And then we also have a bunch of clips on our social media. If you go to El Paso Opera on Facebook or on Instagram, we have been sharing a ton of both photographs from the opera, but also clips of the music and animation from both our poster animated, but also some clips of the mariachis and some interviews that we've done of Mariachi Los Comperos speaking about it, and then some of the performers speaking about it. So really, our social media has a wealth of information that you could use. You know, people look at you when you say the word mariachi, they look at you like, okay, well, what is that? But soon as you hear it, it makes perfect sense. It really does. I went to see it before we decided on it as an organization, and I think 2 or 3 minutes into it, I knew it was perfect because it makes perfect sense the way the story is told by song, and yet instead of having a symphony, you have that mariachi music. It's sung in English and in Spanish, and we provide translations, so whichever language is being sung in, you always know what's going on. El Paso Opera, one of the things we're very proud of is we were the first opera company in the country to always project Spanish super titles as well, again, recognizing our region and the culture that we have here. And so we will continue that. And this one, it's just really interesting. The song flows back from Spanish to English, depending on who is singing, which character, which generation is singing at that point in time.
So it is a bilingual opera.
Absolutely. One of the things that struck me as being perfect for our region also is, like for instance, the character of Laurentino always is singing in Spanish. However, when he's singing to his granddaughter is speaking or singing in English, which is so common for the multi-generational families here, that while the older ones only speak Spanish, they still understand the English, and the younger ones can do both languages. And so, again, I loved the idea that they were so familiar with these multi-generational bilingual families that that aspect was incorporated into the opera as well.
Well, this is really exciting that the El Paso Opera will cherish mariachi music and be able to share that with the borderland, El Paso, Las Cruces, as well. And how long have you been with the El Paso Opera?
So almost 2 years. This is my second season that I've been guiding under my leadership. And this is our 25th anniversary. It's really exciting for us because, you know, 25 years later, here we are, and we're presenting the most innovative, one of the biggest productions we have ever done. We're so proud of this. It just seemed like the perfect production for this anniversary season.
And again, you can be found on Facebook and the website.
Yes, Facebook and Instagram are both El Paso Opera. Our website is epopera.org. Again, epopera.org. And our homepage right there is all about Cruzar. You can purchase tickets directly from there. Tickets start as low as $25. They range all the way up to $90. But we feel that this was something that we wanted everyone to be able to experience. So we made sure to make them as accessible as possible, as affordable as possible. And you can purchase tickets through the website by calling us at 915-581-5534 or at any Ticketmaster location, Ticketmaster.com or a Ticketmaster location.
And do you anticipate this to sell out, that they should purchase their tickets in advance?
Now, they are selling consistently, yes. Our phones are ringing like crazy. We have constant orders coming in. So I would recommend, especially if you have a preference of where you want to sit, call soon because I'm hoping that they're going to sell out.
Yeah. And not to wait until the night of the concert.
Yeah, they will be. If there are tickets still available, they will be for sale. But you never know. They may not be available anymore. We don't want you to miss out.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to come all the way from El Paso to talk to us about the El Paso Opera and Cruzar la Cara de la Luna, Crossing the Face of the Moon, April 5th and 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Abraham Chavez Theater in downtown El Paso. Again, Executive Director Ariane Marcy, El Paso Opera.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk about it.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.